The Ag Census is a comprehensive snapshot of the farming industry nationwide down to the county level, and it's especially important to follow what's happening on small farms. Dean Grossgerth is director of the Nebraska Field Office of the National Ag Statistics Service. He says the government is constantly checking in with farmers who raise major commodities like corn, cattle, hogs, and wheat.
But the good thing about the census is we can get those commodities that aren't generally surveyed by each particular state in the country.
Small farms growing grapes, tomatoes, pumpkins, or other specialty crops fly under the radar until they're counted every 5 years. Farms like Jones Produce near Crete in southeastern Nebraska.
Well, there's a lot to see, and it's sort of spread out, but let's walk down this way, and I'll show you the field of garlic I just planted.
Justin Jones grows vegetables to sell to a food co-op in Lincoln. On a cold evening, his hillside farm is bathed in sunlight. Even as winter sets in, Jones has been busy planting garlic and harvesting some hardy broccoli, still standing after some frosty nights.
But, you know, there's still enough sun, and the days are warm enough. And it's going. Look, here's one almost as big as my hand. That'll get cut.
3 years into his new business, Jones is part of a trend that has been showing up in the Ag Census, an increasing number of small farms growing food for local consumers. Nebraska added 1,500 farms under 50 acres from 2002 to 2007.
I'd say we had an acre and a half total. And I know that doesn't sound like very much, but it's when you grow specialty crops like this, or high-value crops, I guess you might call them, you can actually do pretty well on that much ground.
Jones might be up to 3 or 4 acres next year, a quarter acre of muskmelons, some potatoes and broccoli. He recently planted some raspberries and hazelnuts. But for the purposes of the census, you don't need much land. A farm is any place that has the potential to sell more than $1,000 of agricultural products. It doesn't matter if it's in the city or the country, on 1 acre or 1,000.
They may only have a handful of chickens and maybe a few goats and a couple acres of hay. We still need to get that data counted.
That's Renee Picanso, head of the USDA's Census and Survey Division. Picanso says small farms are hard to track. The USDA builds a list through farmers markets, community groups, and extension offices. But even when they do receive a questionnaire, small farmers are less likely to fill it out.
They tend to get the questionnaire and think, I'm not sure if I can trust this group.
It can get very intrusive when the government wants to know all kinds of things about your farm.
Judith McGarry is executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, an advocacy group that supports local and organic food. She also raises sheep on a small farm near Austin, Texas. The USDA is required by law to protect farmers' identities, but McGarry says the small farmers she hears from are still skittish. They feel like questions about the size of their farm, what they grow it, and how much money they make are an invasion of privacy.
I understand the use of the aggregate statistics, and you can probably make an argument for any given question why that aggregate statistic could be useful in some context or another. But that's not much comfort when you're the individual farmer handing over your information.
McGarry tells members of her group to fill out as much of the census as they're comfortable with to avoid follow-up mailings and phone calls. Picanso at USDA cautions that census data helps direct the flow of funding out of Washington and informs policy decisions on things like the Farm Bill and disaster relief.
If we don't have the most complete and accurate data, those decisions are still going to be made. They will just be made on data that's not 100% complete.
Back on his small vegetable farm, Justin Jones should be counted in the Ag Census for the first time this year. But the census and government programs don't seem to mean much to him. He's thinking more about building up the soil and growing his business.
So what I did here is after the melons were gone, I dissed it and I planted a mix of oats, which is this grass you see, and then there's peas.
3 million Ag Census surveys will be mailed out nationwide starting December 18th. Look for the results in early 2014. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.